Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, and a whiny Alex Strofe running the show.
That's sensitive, Benny Brust, to you.
Oh, here we go. It's a lash out. A two-minute break led us to fisticuffs. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liss is more. YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. I find the conversation between Jordan Love and Caleb Williams fascinating, because this was kind of a thing when he was drafted number one overall. But now that the Bears have a record in which Strofe got his Usinger sausage, so he's a happy
hey!
Man.
Hey, Usinger! Ha ha ha!
I don't know what that was, but I liked it.
The commercials, huh? I mean,
Bob Uecker. The voice of Usinger's for a very long time. RIP to our guy, Uke. Now, Caleb Williams drafted number one. The conversation then became, that contract, rookie contract versus what Jordan Love got his contract for. Who would you want? Throw the money out. I guarantee if Ben Johnson had truth serum and he was asked, you need Jordan Love or Caleb Williams to run your offense the next 5 years, he would pick Jordan Love. And you'd be lying to yourself if you think he would pick Caleb Williams, because you can see how they have to run their offense with him. It's not God's gift, but I guarantee he'd probably pick the guy who's number one in QBR, top five in quarterback rating, could actually make consistent passes down the field without having him roll out and play hero ball.
Yeah, I mean, you have a whole coach, and it's not about what I believe. It's about what Ben Johnson says. That's my whole thing. I base what I'm saying is in fact. And Ben Johnson stated that the team is winning in spite of their passing game, not because of it.
Let's hear from the old coach, you know, the old Ben Johnson, the guru with the number one overall pick from 2 years ago.
Where we got to fundamentally be correct. The primary receiver, when he's open, we want to make sure we hit him. And then all of our pass catchers, we just harped on it today. We need to be more disciplined in our route detail. It's not where it needs to be. Our depth's not proper all the time. Our steps isn't. And so everybody's got a role to play to get this pass game cleaned up. It's not where it needs to be. We're winning in spite of our passing game, not because of it. And none of us are pleased with that right now.
They turned it around against the Cleveland Browns, but that was Ben Johnson a couple weeks ago. About winning in spite of their passing game, as you were alluding to, Kyle Wallace.
And that is the whole problem, is this. If you ask Ben Johnson, this was like a fantasy draft, and he got to pick a quarterback, and it came down between Caleb Williams and the potential that he has and what Jordan Love has been able to do, he would say, give me Jordan Love every single time. When he sees Jordan Love, he sees toughness, he sees poise, he sees accuracy, and he sees a guy that consistently makes great throws downfield. They don't have to run the short passing game, and they don't have to do rollout for Jordan Love. Why? Because Jordan Love can stay in the pocket, and he can make all the passes that Caleb Williams cannot make. And so it is clear to me that Ben Johnson, and if he had an opportunity to pick a guy, he's going to go with the guy that he said was extremely accurate, who's playing at such a high level. Not the guy that has fundamental problems, and not the guy that they believe that they're winning despite the play at quarterback. Caleb Williams is throwing for 58% for completion percentage. They have the 17th ranked passing offense in the NFL. Caleb Williams, yes, is he still a developing prospect? Sure, but he's developing extremely slow, especially during a time now where you see rookie quarterbacks and second-year quarterbacks who find it pretty quickly. Caleb Williams is slowly coming along, whereas Jordan Love has already arrived. So to sit here and foolishly say that, he would take Caleb Williams, hell, that's stupid. Because Jordan Love is in his prime right now. The kid is 27 years old. He still has another 3 to 7 years of being a high-level quarterback. Meanwhile, you don't know for sure if Caleb Williams is going to be the quarterback of the Bears 4 years from now. So that's stupidity to ever believe that Caleb Williams will be selected over Jordan Love at this moment. They'll take the contract and everything with Jordan Love over Caleb Williams.
Strofe, as a Packer backer, You know, this is the conversation where we heard from Cap and Jay Hood from ESPN 1000, like, Caleb's a top 10 quarterback, and David Kaplan goes,
do they drug test down in Chicago?
You know what? Do you have that? If you have it, I'll give you a second to pull it up.
Do they drug test down in Chicago? I'm serious.
I don't know. What's our company policy? Well, I mean, they're part of our company.
There is one.
Oh, it's legal down there. Yeah. Oh, so he probably shows up to work.
I don't there might be something that you can't come to work.
Well, he's got to be. I love Jay Hood. Cap is crazy. But I'm telling you, something got to be in the air down in Chicago for them to sit here.
It's your boy Jay Hood that says he would take Caleb Williams over Trickman.
I talked to Jay Hood on Friday, and I'm calling Jay Hood out for being idiotic and dumb for saying that he would take Caleb Williams over Jordan Love. Drake May. You know what? I'm going to let him just repeat.
Yeah, you know, let's hear Cap and Jay Hood say it for themselves.
If you don't think we have a top 10 quarterback right now, I think you're out of your freaking minds.
Can you be able to list a top 10 quarterback list that Caleb Williams is involved in?
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade Caleb Williams for Jordan Love?
I would not.
For Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott's a pretty good quarterback.
Drake May.
I'm choosing Caleb.
What the hell are they doing? I mean, you at least owe a little. You have a little bit of a responsibility.
Dude, but the Browns game. Did you see it, Strove?
But Ben, you have a responsibility in our job to be honest with your audience. If you think Caleb Williams is a better quarterback than Drake May, there's only one place you should go, and it is not a radio station.
Where's that?
A clinic.
Oh, wow. Now we're sending our own teammates?
You got something wrong upstairs.
Yeah, I mean.
Just tell me you don't know ball. Seriously, I would just rather you come on and fill your airtime by saying, I do not know ball, than saying, yep, Caleb Williams over Drake May, baby. I'm really confident about it. What are we doing? Like, mm-hmm. I love people, and maybe sometimes I'm this way. I don't think I am often. But you speak in a way that you're trying to convince yourself of something that you know isn't true. That's what's happening here.
Well, I think we could use the example of, again, this is the funny thing about Jordan Love. For those who want to use it to their advantage, we'll say he's been in the league 6-7 years. For those who don't want to use that, we'll say that he's a 3-year starter, right? You sort of build that narrative. And last year, right, after the 2023 season, where the last 8 games, he's done more than Caleb Williams could ever do in those 8 games during that 8-game stretch. Like, if he does that, then we'll have a conversation. Plus, even being injured and even having the year that they had last year, he still played at a top 12 level.
Dude,
this year, he's top 3 heading into week 15 in MVP odds. So we can tell you that we know what it is, and especially with the history of Green Bay Packers quarterbacks, of what an elite-level franchise quarterback is. You said it perfectly, Strofe. Let's make a top 10 list into – I'm not actually going to make a list, because if I make
Nobody's
a list, I'll be exposed.
Nobody's putting Caleb Williams in the top 10 of anything.
That's my point, is he goes, let's do a top 10 list. And goes, Cap goes, no, let's do a who are you trade for who for. It's because if they made a top 10 list – and Caleb was in it, and the quarterbacks that were left out, it would be asinine.
It's a complete joke, and you had to understand that Jordan Love was, the 24th pick in the draft, and he was a guy that it was going to be a project, right? Everybody knew that. Caleb Williams was supposed to be ready to go day one for the Chicago Bears. He was the number one overall pick. Number one overall picks do not sit in the NFL now. They are expected to be ready to go. Caleb Williams has not displayed the ability to elevate this football team. And to sit here and joke around and think that you're being honest and real when you say, oh, I'll take him over all these people. Caleb Williams is 12th in yards, 15th in touchdowns, 22nd in yards per pass, and 32nd in completion percentage. That is
what's
an
his QBR? Where is he ranking QBR?
I didn't even look up QBR, but I can definitely find it.
I can get that one very quickly.
I'll show you QBR.
Strophy.
19th.
19th in QBR.
And so quarterback rating.
Almost every single category, he is in the bottom 15 for everything. Everything. And you all go sit here.
21st.
Like, that's not a good quarterback. I'm telling y'all this right now. The Chicago Bears aren't a terrible football team, but
Jordan
their quarterback
6th in rating, 1st in QBR.
Their quarterback is limiting them. He's holding them back.
15th in touchdowns.
He said that one.
Okay. QBR, just to revisit, 15th in touchdowns, 19th in QBR, 21st in quarterback.
He's 32nd in completion percentage. 22nd in yards per pass.
They wouldn't trade him for who? Drake May? Right, that's what they said?
They said Drake May, which is idiotic.
Drake May, 5th in touchdowns.
1st in yards.
3rd in QBR.
3rd in QBR. 3rd in quarterback rating.
5th in yards.
He's top 5 in almost every category, yep. And they said, I don't know. That's delusion. Like, I just want y'all to know, that is delusion. The folks down in Chicago are delusional to think that their quarterback has anything close to be as close as comparable in talent-wise to Jordan Love. It's not even close. It's not even close.
Talk to me year six, maybe. Allen, Mahomes, Stafford, May, Love. I'd take Baker over him. I would take second half Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, if I'm not going to lie right now.
I think you're right about that. That's a good
cooking.
That's a good pull by you.
That boy cooking.
Ball knower.
Not to Twitter. I haven't had enough Caleb Williams film.
Bear fans need to stop propping. See, this is how you set yourself up to be disappointing. They do this every time. Every quarterback. Justin Fields. I had to hear about that.
Exactly what I was going to say.
He had to, every damn quarterback.
Mitch Trubisky.
They've done this with every quarterback for the last decade plus since Jay Cutler left.
Trubisky led him to a playoff game.
Trubisky had a 4-touchdown game. Oh, my goodness.
And then when they leave, you say, oh, well, he sucks. This next guy is going
to
be great.
I mean, I worked with Rutledge between the transition of Trubisky to Fields.
Both of those guys were crowned. Yeah.
You want to crown him? Crown him.
Crown the ass.
You know what I'm going to crown?
Crowner.
Is the number one overall pick?
Crowner.
Gina Della from Pella is the absolute best. They're going to ensure your home remains comfortable and amazing. And get it done before, we have a little bit of time here before it goes like, shoof, January, February. Obviously, we've been through some cold weather, but it's never too late to get the consultation. 0% for 24 months. And when I talk about Gina Della, I talk about from experience. She redid the whole first floor of my home that is in an area where a lot of the homes are older. The process to open up a window was ridiculous. Lift something up, lift another thing up, and then click the things in and try and get the window open. Now I have hidden screens, so the outside of my windows look great. I lift it up and whoop, there it is. The screen is there and it's perfect. And then roll it down, whoop, the windows look beautiful. Energy savings, home value. She will provide it all with her team. Get the consultation with Joe Franco and her team. They are the absolute best. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That's PellaWI.com. No Brad Nortman. Strofe wants the ball. He's calling for the ball. Hear Brad out. It's typically Wednesdays at 3:15. It's hear Strofe out. Oof. Bring the same heat for Strofe if it's bad. 800-990-3776. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
And I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... All I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You think Ben knows we're back yet or no?
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe is running the show. What's going on between you two?
Oh, nothing. Just
Well, I just said, do you guys think Ben knows we're back from break it on the air? And then Kyle replied to me off the air.
Well, I thought it was off air because he says so much in my ear off
No,
air.
The music had just been playing for like 30 seconds, so I figured I'd say something.
Oh, I was running around dancing.
You were.
Yep, because payback, not even payback. Yeah.
How is it payback? I stand by what I said.
Mm-hmm. We're not scared of our opinions being out there, unlike you, who hides from it.
Oh, hush, before I expose both of y'all.
Ben Bruss, Kyle expose Wallace, Alex Strofe, 800-990-3776. We got to get to Wheel of Strofe. Excuse me, no, it's
we
here.
We did Wheel of Strofe.
Hear Strofe out. Which I am at the edge of my seat for this one.
I can't wait till Strofe gets beat up by Rashawn Gary.
They say punters are people, too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people, too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
All right, guys.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. The holiday season.
I'm kind of getting in the spirit, Strofe.
I'm in the spirit. You can see I'm festive on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN Madison with my Santa hat. Yes, Kyle, go ahead.
You know what I'm going to do during this? I'm going to listen, and I'm also going to download some Christmas holiday music for you to use as bump music. Non-licensed.
Sounds good.
I hate you so much.
All right, just keep going. And Kyle, stop. Just do that and don't tell us.
So it is the time of the year where we are attending awkward holiday-related parties, whether that's the Christmas version of Friendsgiving, holiday-related, significant other-related holiday parties. I don't know if either of you have had to experience that yet.
Bro, we don't do all the stupid crap that you do.
Well, I guess you and I both work with our significant others. We don't have a Christmas party. Like, does your fiance's work have a Christmas party?
Oh, actually they do, but it's not, her company's not based here, so I don't have to go.
Got it. Regardless, I know many of you listening in your car right now have to go through this. So what I am proposing is Santa hats are now penalty flags, okay? So
you're in the penalty box?
No, wait. It's your strophe out, not here, Ben out. Thank you very much. So when you are at Christmas, your family Christmas, your friend's Christmas, and something comes up that you don't like, you have the ability to throw your Santa hat like a penalty flag.
Okay.
Somebody brings up politics. Oh. I believe President Trump. Nope. Flag on the play. Throw the hat. That is a loss of eggnog for the evening. Or a loss of dessert. Loss of Christmas cookie experience. Over bragging about your kids. Penalty flag.
Oh.
We all know somebody that does that, right? They never shut up about their kids.
Oh, wow.
Well, little Bobby's doing this really well in the sixth grade.
Why are you staring at me?
Little Isla do this and do that.
I don't care about her yelling, go pack.
Isla.
Isla. Now, this is where I'd get in trouble. Somebody just starts talking about something you don't care about, like explaining how they lost in their fantasy football league playoffs by 1.3 points.
Oh, flag on the play? Like,
yeah, absolutely. So I believe, since we're wearing these stupid props and holiday-related activities, we should be able to use it to shut others up. I am introducing to you the Santa hat penalty flag.
Do you know how many times people have to throw their hat when you open up your mouth?
Do your in-laws like you?
Well, see again, real quick. We'll get to that in a moment.
Flag on the play for me there?
No. Well, yes, but no. I think I'm a very enjoyable individual, and you are rather cranky today, and I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't take it out of me. Thank you very much.
Mitchell, this is not a good start. End the segment now. So dumb. Ben, take over. You stink. You're taking over for Brad in stinking at Hear Brad Out.
Well, he's supposed to do that's what Brad does, but at least Brad is more entertaining.
Hey.
A little more fun.
I thought that was very fun.
I don't know. Lack juice. Not feeling it. KB Nation, are you feeling the flag? Just like, what are we doing, though?
I came up with the second one.
No. You don't get to take two. You get to land the plane on the, you wear a Santa hat at these stupid gatherings, and if someone talks about something you don't want, you know.
What about if I told you how I'm going to reinvent the NBA Cup?
Nope. Don't care. 800-990-3776. Does Strofe have any entertainment value to KBN after that here Strofe out?
I enjoy some of the awkwardness that comes from
holidays.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, it's just part of the experience.
I'm all for it. I'm all for people bragging about their kids because best to believe when I have a little Kyle Jr., best to believe y'all going to hear all the accomplishments he has.
Yeah, that's going to be obnoxious. That'd be a flag on the play.
Very obnoxious. My mama's obnoxious.
But he wouldn't wear Bears gear.
No, I would not.
Ron and the Key, you're on the Carbless Talking text line. Save me.
Sure. Wow, that's rare. So here's a couple reasons why this wasn't here, Brad. First of all, at no point did you explain a children's game to us.
Good point.
So right there, it doesn't cross the bar.
Ron, have you ever heard of flag football
you had
before?
Yeah, it was all tournament.
Cool.
You never once used the opportunity to say different colored hats.
I actually almost did that. I almost added that. I almost added
the
what
green hat
means
you're open to conversation. The red hat means I don't want to talk to anybody.
I almost did that.
That would have been good.
Yeah, that was in the that was the idea. Yeah.
My guy had a gray light.
A gray light. What the hell's a gray light?
Anyway, thank you for the call. I hope you guys all have a great holiday.
You too.
Likewise, Ronnie. Thanks.
That's Ron and McKee.
Ronnie.
Yeah. You know, it would have been nice to have a hat to give me more of that eggnog with a little bit of sum-sum in it.
Oh, yeah. I you an eggnog guy, Kyle?
I am not. My mom is.
I'm not either.
I got her an eggnog that had a little sum-sum in it. It took her literally 3 months to finish it.
You can't. Eggnog's not good for 3 months, is it? Ooh. Did she get sick?
No, she did not.
I don't think eggnog's good for 3 months.
She's a baby boomer, so don't tell her that.
Okay.
What I do know is I saw something come across the Carbless Talk and Text line, and I did have something slotted here from a Packers optimism standpoint, moving on from Micah Parsons. Now, it's about optimism. It's not about figuring out how to, like, be as good without Micah. But, Kyle, mm-hmm. I think you can help here, and I think KBN Nation can help, on ways that you should be optimistic about this defense, even without Micah Parsons heading into Saturday's game.
Oh, yeah, I got you on that one.
That is next. Penn Bruss, Kyle Wallace. No Brad Nortman. UKBN Nation 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Strofe's running the show. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Some non-licensed Christmas music for all you out there.
Is this what you want to go? You gonna rap for us?
Santa's coming down the chimney tonight. Have you been naughty or nice throughout the year? I don't know. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town. You better be naughty or nice. I don't know. I don't know the beat to the song. Yeah, I thought something was going
to
drop.
Listening to the beat.
There it is. Yeah.
He's coming to town. Yeah, he's coming to town.
The Bears better wish for a victory on Saturday, 'cause that's the only way they gonna win. If Santa gives it to them, probably not.
We tried.
I don't know.
First time hearing the song.
That was enjoyable.
Coming
to town, yeah. Yeah, coming to town.
Yeah, you were definitely the highlight.
Oh, wow.
Usually it's not me is the thing. I was more disappointed in, like, you not going all in.
You dipped the toe in the water. I didn't know. I didn't know what to expect from the beat.
Now tell us why. You, after your day of mourning and kicking and screaming and bargaining, have turned the page and believe that there's optimism for this defense.
Yeah, I wasn't kicking and screaming. Now, that's a little aggressive. You can slow down with all that. I'm not a baby now. Now, the reason why I say this is because when I look at the Green Bay Packers and I think about, okay, well, yes, we had some issues on Saturday, and I understand that this defense is not going to be the same defense without Micah Parsons, but I think we need to stop feeling sorry for this defense. They're professional NFL players, and the expectation, especially with the G in their helmet, is for them to be able to go out there and perform. And I think lost in all of the devastation on Sunday of the fact that they were Michaelis and they were also Evan Williams-less, this defense still went out there and gave Jordan Love and this offense and Matt LaFleur, as in the offensive coordinator, multiple opportunities to win this game. They turned the ball over. They forced the turnover on downs multiple times, twice in that game against the Denver Broncos, and the Green Bay Packers offense was not able to capitalize. The Packers had 7.5 minutes left in the game to go out there and try to tie the game up, being down 26-34. And this top 10 offense, this elite quarterback in Jordan Love, an MVP-type season that he's having, one of the best play calls in the NFL, were not able to execute offensively in order to tie the game up. So here is the silver line that all Packers fans should take away. Without Michael Parsons on Sunday, this defense did not fold and it did not completely crumble. This defense gave the Packers offense an opportunity to come back in the game multiple times. They made a big fourth down stop and got the ball back around the 45, and the Packers offense was unable to move the ball. So yes, we should be downtrodden because we do not have Micah, but we should not feel sorry for these players because it needs to be next man up. And on Sunday, the defense stepped up without Michael Parsons and without Evan Devin Williams and gave our team a chance. So that should be the silver lining we should take away from this, is no, this will not be an elite defense. No, this defense may not lead us to a Super Bowl, but this defense is good enough to beat the Chicago Bears on Saturday. And that is why you have seen my tune change, is because simply after all the dust settled, I had a chance to look back at the game, read some articles, and figure some things out. The Green Bay Packers had a shot, and it's because the defense put them in that position.
Cameron chimed in early in the show, and he wanted to make it be known that on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, if you look at this, it's similar to the same team on defense from last year's playoff run. I would say end of season run. It wasn't playoff run, but I expect us to blitz Cooper and Quay more often, play more softer on the back end, and just keep everything in front sort of thing. And like, that's the thing, is what we discussed for this game, which I do like, again, is don't overextend. Don't over-leverage yourself in the pass rush. Keep everything in front of you when it is Caleb Williams, who is playing quarterback in that pocket. And then, yeah, try Etrick Cooper won Defensive Player of the Week twice last year because he was utilized in a different way. And not only did Jeff Hafley coach the defense last year, he was going into this entire season focusing on not having who? Micah.
Yeah.
And then Micah was obviously a gift, and you adjust by having a top 10 NFL player in the entire league.
Yeah.
But now he's not there. Let's not act like they're going to be a bottom 20 defense. Have they shown the ability without Micah in the game to be susceptible to big plays and better quarterback play? Yes, but the entire scheme was based off having Micah coming back in for other plays. They now know the entire game. He is not available. So naturally, there's going to be an opportunity for Jeff Hafley and crew to figure out, after 2 weeks ago seeing the Bears team go against them at Lambeau Field, not much has changed other than pieces maybe on their defense, which doesn't matter for this conversation. It's about the Packers' defense against Caleb Williams' offense. Let's go to John in Milwaukee on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. John, you're up with KBM.
Kyle, how come you can say all these passionate things to defend the Green Bay Packers, and yet you can't possibly say clearly on Saturday? Why is that your stumbling block, man?
Well, because I'm honest. Like, I evaluate everything, and when I look at this game...
Real quick, someone says, Chef Ed, you change your mind more than he changes his underwear.
Yeah, Chef Ed, you might need to change your underwear a little bit more, walking around here smelling like boo-boo. But the reason why I cannot definitively say on Saturday that the Packers should be favored and the Packers should win is because what I saw in the second half of that game has me somewhat concerned. I believe the Packers are going to be able to score, but will we be able to stop the run? I don't know what Matt LaFleur's game plan is. His game plan might be to pull the Chicago Bears on the Chicago Bears. He may end up running Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson 35 times.
You got Evan Williams in your mind.
Yeah, he might run them 35 times and really control the clock and let Jordan Love dink and dunk, because one thing that we do know is that the Bears can't stop our offense. They can't stop our offense whatsoever. So what is Jeff Hafley going to create and cook up to slow down the rush of the Chicago Bears? And I know they never had an explosive run play, but how can we get that, 8-9 yards per carry, but 8-9 yards they were popping it out, 6 yards they were popping it out to be 3 yards. Have them playing behind the sticks to force them to have to run past the ball.
That is a tough challenge.
It is, but you
have a very tough challenge without Micah and Devontae Wyatt.
You have to win first downs. If the Packers get the Bears in second and long and third and long, then that's the ball game. That is the ball game. So they have a tall task in front of them, not because of the quarterback, because they do have a good offensive line. They do have a good rushing attack and rushing scheme. So it's going to be a battle on Saturday. I can't walk around cocky like I did 2 weeks ago, because I knew our team was going to win. We got Michael Parsons. We got Jordan Love. Listen, pick your poison. Y'all ain't doing nothing. But now it's going to be a bigger challenge, and I do believe Jeff Hafley and Rashawn Gary specifically, talking about the team, understanding that everybody needs to step up, that is going to help elevate that team.
Well, who doesn't love a free car wash? You can have that at Tsunami Express in West Allis, 10928 West Oklahoma near Goodwill and Home Depot. Free washes through the 21st. It's a free wash at the West Allis Tsunami Express. Just pull up, get a free wash, and check out the awesome new facility. $5 unlimited membership offer for the first month. Every wash for your every day in the first month for $5. And all of the $5 memberships, 100% of the $5 memberships within the first month, are going to go to Special Spaces, which is awesome. It is a wonderful organization creating dream bedrooms for kids facing cancer. Tsunami Express Car Wash. Wash, chill, repeat. Corey in Chicago, you're up on the Carbis Talk and Text Line.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey, Corey. Good to hear from you again.
What up?
Hey, Kyle, man. I'm going to make you feel a little better, man. The Bears' injuries, Adonze and Burton have not practiced this week. So that's to make you feel better.
Yeah, I know Adonze, he re-injured himself on Saturday before that game, so I don't think he'll be playing.
No, he's on track.
He's on track to play? Oh, we'll see. He was on track to play last week.
Again, Corey, I love you bringing some stuff about the Bears, but again, I think right now it's less about the Bears, more about the Pack.
Let me finish. Y'all, that was to make Kyle feel good.
Yeah, but you know he needs it.
Yeah, back to this situation, though. What the Packers, I think, need to do to stop this run, they need to play those big guys more. They need to play Riley more, Bohannon more, Brinson and Stackhouse more. What they all got in common is they all like 6'5", 6'4", 6'5", all 330 pounds of them.
Yeah, that's a lot of beef.
What they need to do, they need to play them more against the run and take Wooten and Brooks out because they're undersized to play D tackle.
Yeah,
You need those big guys to play up there so the Bears offensive line can double team them big guys because I don't think they can block one on one with those big guys.
I mean, you're asking Riley and Bohannon, who are both new to the Packers.
And I believe
roster.
Rome and Luther Burden are out.
Okay, cool. That's fantastic. Because Rome, I knew. Luther Burden, I was unsure. But Rome, I knew he had hurt his re-aggravated that foot injury that might have set him back a couple weeks.
Again, this is going to be a big challenge. There is something about their offensive line, the run game, and Ben Johnson is an idiot when calling plays. Like, he, as you talked about it in that second half, was in his bag doing everything he could to try and get that win, especially late in the game, after those long, sustained drives. You try to keep that Packers defense on the field as long as possible.
Had to do everything he could, and you're absolutely right, is that he knew he had to control the clock. And I'm telling y'all, everything you need to know about Jordan Love's greatness, watch the final drive. Watch the Bears try to move the chains, but let the clock tick, 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 and milk the clock as much as possible, because he understood the other guy on the sideline for the Green Bay Packers, if he got the ball with 30 seconds or more, the Packers were going to win that game.
We will wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin portion and get to the 414 hour at 4. It's Kyle Brustin Ortman. And again, get your Tsunami Express car wash in West Allis. We're back shortly.
This is Kyle Brustin Ortman.
I was like, it's the 414 hour at 4.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who like got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. All day, every day. The Carbless Talk and Text Line is open for you.
If you're looking for the perfect holiday gift or you just want to upgrade your own gear, you know where to go. It's Iron Jock. They have wonderful holiday sales going right now. And I love their performance, the silver ion technology that keeps the odor out all the time. Hoodies, tees, shorts, and a whole lot more. Going to basketball tonight, wearing my Iron Jock long sleeve, keeping me cool, keeping the odor away. And you, right now, can go to ironjock.com, ironjoc.com, and get the gear that works for you. Let's be caller number 12, and you will win an Iron Jock holiday tumbler. An Iron Jock holiday tumbler at 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-3776 to win your Iron Jock tumbler. That's caller number 12, 800-990-3776. Kyle Brustin Ortman, Ben Bruss, Kyle Walsh, no Bradley Nortman with Strofe running the show. Let's go to Brian in Lake Mills. Brian, you have an idea on how to contain Caleb as the focus of the Packers really shifts to their defense without Micah.
Well, that was pretty much what I was calling about. They need to contain them. They have to really make sure the edges that they're not up too far. I mean, when Micah could at least chase him back down. Rashawn Gary can't, Van Ness can't, and Igbari might have a little bit, but they have to make sure that they're not keeping those, giving them those open lanes to step into and run. And then also kind of they need to make sure they're not biting on some of his bootlegs, the play actions that he's doing, rollouts, because Caleb probably is looking back on that fourth down play at the end of the game at Lambeau going, wow, I should have ran for that first down, and we could even be talking about something different as that result too. So that's really where they're going to have to focus on, and I'm optimistic that the defense will at least play better than special teams. So there's the optimism.
Well, he could have thrown it earlier to the tight end or the running back. I don't know if the run was necessarily there or DJ Moore was coming across. But
hey, we'll never know. We can't re-legislate.
Didn't think that was an actual real option rolling to the left, in my opinion. But yeah, again, this is a reminder that this Saturday night, the Packers are behind the Bears in the exact same spot that they were, a half game back of the division lead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we talk about the Micah injury, talk about the defense, what I believe is that it is good that it is a game for the division lead because you have no time to feel sorry for yourself. If it was any other team outside of the division or maybe like a middling Falcons team or whatever, you maybe see them play the level of competition and be like, oh, I feel bad for myself. There's no time for that. There's just no time for that.
No, you got to turn up on Saturday. This is a big game. Why? Because the winner of this game will win the NFC North. And so what do you got? You got to show it on Saturday. And I think the Green Bay Packers and the Bears both understand that. It's going to be a hell of a clash.
Rob Domofsky typically joins us at 3:30. He is 4:15 today. Homer will join us. An exclusive clip from Giannis joining Thanasis on Finales of Show. A whole lot more to get to on Kyle Brustadt-Ortman in the 414 Hour at 4. You got Jim, Matt, and Molly up next in Madison, Dam Sports Show in Beaver Dam. We're next in 2 minutes on 94.5 ESPN. The show that never ends.